see him and hear him. And then he came back to Greenville, and the Greenville surgeon told me if I'd go to Manchester, England, he thought there was a man over there that could help me. So I give him credit for that. I say, give the devil his dues. And I give him credit for that.
Yes, ma'am.
But I don't give him credit for keeping me here next time and operating on me for not a thing on God's earth. He was making a guinea pig out of me. That is all. And so I don't for that, no. And the difference of when I returned home the first time after my surgery over there and then the last time, when I returned home from the first surgery, he wanted to see me and had me come up and he examined my incisions and all and just wanted to know all, just a lot of things. But the last time, he didn't ask me to come to see him, and I haven't been to see him, and I won't go to see him. I'm free now, and I've not any need of my going. And if I fall and break my hip today, I will go to the doctor in Dallas, who have been to England and studied under him, in preference to the local one here. I don't want to ever go to McConnell anymore.
How old were you when you had your first operation in England?
I wasn't young by a long lot. I was way, way in my 70s. I'm 80, I don't mind telling you, I'm 86 now. I will be 86. I will be 86 the 18th of November. Now that's what it'll be. So I was way in my 70s, you can see.
How old did you say your husband was when he passed away?
87.
Did you and your husband belong to the same church here in town?
Yes, First Baptist.
That was the one that was close to the church?
Yes, that's the one that was close. I showed you these two steeples. That one little steeple was over our chapel.
Yes, ma'am.
And the other was the main building.
Yes, ma'am. Was your husband in any kind of clubs or organizations,
yes,
or anything like that?
Oh, yes. He was, this ring shows you, he was a 32nd degree Mason.
I see.
And he was a Shriner when we married in 1920. He'd been a Shriner since 1918. And went all, he had held all of the offices here in Greenville, except the Blue Lodge. And he skipped that. That was one of the first ones, and they skipped him over. That's why he didn't hold it. He just went a little too fast to get in. And then he was a member of the American Legion.
Is he from Hunt County?
No, he was from Cass County.
Cass County?
Uh-huh. That's nearly to Louisiana, you know. If you don't know, that's where it is. Cass County.
Is that where his people are from?
Well, he was born there, but now his people were from Alabama there. They came from Alabama to Cass County. You get that?
Yes, ma'am. Did he go to school in this area or back in Cass County?
He went in Cass County. Yes, sir. I say the ordinary schooling of the country child. He attended school at Union Hill. It was the name of his little school house. Union Hill, Cass County.
I see. Did he have a chance to have any further schooling?
Beg pardon?
Did he have a chance to go along any further than that when he got through there?
No, no.
I see.
He did not.
Did you get your schooling here in Hunt County?
I got in here in Hunt County.
Whereabouts was that?
Mine was Well, I told you where I was reared.
Yes, ma'am.
And was there, and then Commerce. It was called, what is that called now? That's state school.
East Texas.
Yes, East Texas State. But that was in the earlier days. Of course, my schooling over there was. But that's where I went to school.